We're talking with Richard from Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock, and we just kind of covered the basics of the tournament tomorrow on Chassel Bay for the VFW Post. Richard, let's talk a little bit more about the baits that folks are buying for each species in the tournament.
Well, right now, small suckers and medium fatheads, we're actually out of suckers because our distributor is out of them.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one having problems with that. We're hearing that across the UP.
And that's brutal because those small suckers are for walleye. I mean, that is key for walleye. So what we did is we ordered small shiners and large shiners to kind of compensate for the loss of the suckers. But we will have crappie minnows and medium fatheads down there at the VFW. We'll be there at 6:30 to sell the bait.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to be at the tournament to sell bait. That's great.
Yeah, we'll have two representatives from the store selling bait there in the morning. You know, we include tax in the price, so it's actually going to be cheaper than a store, and everything is just going to be rounded in the nearest quarter to the dollar.
There you go. Make it simple. Make it easy. Well, are you hearing anything else from the lakes around the Copper Country, from Twin Lakes all the way up, to Copper Harbor?
I've been hearing very little lately. Lac La Belle, again, has been a big mystery. I know I covered that last week. Lake Bailey, they're still pulling some decent ones out of there. Gratiot Lake has been a mystery, too. I always say, Adam, when you don't hear anything, people are either doing really, really bad or really, really good.
Well, I'm going to bet that they're not doing too well lately because it's been pretty consistent across the board with the warm weather. It actually slowed down. And the last time this happened, I don't know if you saw the same thing, but the last time this happened, we had a warm-up, and then it cooled off like this back to winter weather. The fishing did pick up.
Well, yeah, and I think that was probably about 2 weeks ago, I'm thinking. And I had guys coming in here saying they were hammering them. I mean, we're talking crappie, jumbo perch, walleye, a pike. And right now, it's pretty much at a standstill. You got about as much information as me, and it's not looking too good.
Richard, anything else you want us to know before I let you go today?
Well, we are getting a little bit of snow up here, so I'm thinking the snowmobile tracks will be looking pretty good in the next day or two. They were really, really bare, Adam, and I didn't see a lot of snowmobiles out, if not any, in the last day or two. But I'm hoping we get a little bit more snow and that ice will stay for the tournament. Well, it will stay for the tournament, I'm just saying, for a couple more weeks into March.
Yeah, and plus you got the Copper Dog coming up next week, and I'll actually be in Copper Harbor at Zix playing music on Saturday night.
Yeah, and I encourage people to go out there. It's a great time. You know, I'm going to try to definitely get up there and see the opening, at least the opening ceremony for the run.
Richard from Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock, thanks for the fishing report and the report on the snow conditions on the snowmobile trails.
Thank you, Adam.
And we'll catch you again maybe next week, hey?
Yes, sir.
This is The Outdoor Show.